Dave Moore
on Today FM.
January is the time of the year when we all look at our bank account and frankly wince at what we're looking at and the lack of money in there. But we should all have a little bit more in our accounts from this month because tax laws have changed from January 1st. And there's actually a way to get even more. All you have to do is listen to the tax nerd. She's Mairead O'Driscoll, aka the tax nerd on Instagram. Good morning, Mairead.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And it is a bit of a happy new year because the income tax laws were changed in the budget in October, but they came into effect 6 days ago on the 1st of January. What has changed?
Yes, exactly. So it's not all doom and gloom for everyone maybe back to work or waiting for their paychecks. So the income tax changes that were announced in October are live from 1 January. So essentially, the tax credits have increased. So whether you're self-employed or an employee, your tax credits have increased by €250 in the year. And the tax rate bands also increased. So if you earned if you earn over 44,000 in the year, you'll have a tax saving about 400 in the year. So last year you could only earn 42,000 at the lower rate.
Yes.
But this year you can earn 44,000 at the lower rate. Or if you're jointly assessed, you can earn 53,000 at the lower rate. So just a little bit more room before having to go into that 40% bracket.
And does anyone need to do anything for these particular changes to happen, or do they just come in but you know, based on your salary or whatever way you do your own tax?
Exactly. So you don't need to do anything. It's
right.
Automatically applied. So you would have received a tax credit cert from Revenue, just showing your 2025 tax credit certificate. So that shows you exactly the new tax credits, the increased ones, your new tax rate bands. So then any time you're paid your employer, that will automatically apply. So you don't need to do anything. Just when you check. Exactly. All automatic. So when you check your pay slip this January, this first paycheck of the year.
We all check that one.
Yeah, it's always a long time coming, isn't it? Because a lot of people get paid a bit earlier in December,
yes.
Which is great at the time.
Oh, but then that's got 5.5 week run until you get hit again in January is ridiculous. Well,
yes.
Listen, the other thing, of course, is claiming tax back. And Brian's been on to us with a question about that.
Hey, Dave, yes. Could you ask Mairead about claiming tax back? I've had a lot of medical bills this year. I'm just wondering, is it a hard thing to do? Brian, cheers. Love the show.
Thanks very much, Brian. Yeah, Mairead, so like, it is now the time to claim any tax back from 2024, am I right?
Yes, absolutely. So the tax year 2024 now has ended. So you can go and complete your income tax return and claim any tax back that you're owed. So there's a couple of ways you can be owed tax back. Like Brian has said there, he's entitled to 20% back on the full cost of everything he's paid for. There's loads of other reliefs, but to do it, you just need to complete your income tax return. Previously, this used to be more convoluted because you'd need to get a P60 from your employer, maybe just to see, you know, what you earned during the year. But
yeah.
Now it's all automatic.
Right.
All automatic. So you don't need to do it. When you log in, you just click through, put in your bank details. It'll already show you what you were paid for the year and how much tax you paid. So this is for employees. And then you just go to section 4 and it's up to you then to add in any extras. So obviously, Revenue don't know about your medical bills unless you submit them.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to just pop those in. So it's all in the same section and you literally put in the total amount. So if your medical bills were €1,000 in the year, you pop in €1,000 and you'll be entitled to 20% back. So you'll get it via refund into your bank account. So it is straightforward. Obviously, if you haven't done it before, it might take a bit longer to just navigate around the My Account on Roz. But you know, it is a lot more user friendly and Revenue are pushing for people to go and do this and to claim their tax back. So they want you to do it. So they've even released videos on how to do it to make it easy for you. So definitely go and claim it. And if you haven't claimed, you can also claim for the last 4 years.
The last 4 years. That's important as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Brilliant. Some other questions that are coming in. Once it simply says a stupid question, probably. But what is the point of a tax credit certificate? What am I supposed to be looking out for when I get one?
Brilliant. There's no such thing as a stupid question. So a tax credit certificate. So that is essentially showing you what your tax credits are for the year and what your tax bands are for the year. So, for example, if you're an employee, you're entitled to your employee tax credit and your PAYE tax credit. So your full tax credit, and it will show as your full tax credit. Sometimes people mightn't be getting their full tax credit. So sorry, just to rewind, a tax credit is a good thing. It reduces
your
tax.
Yes, a good thing. Yeah,
we all want them. So sometimes you might not have the full tax credit that you're entitled to, and you might be confused why, but if you check your tax credit cert, it will show you. So a most common thing I see is that if for some reason during the year you had some sort of social welfare benefit, so maybe you're on some sick leave for a while or maternity pay, that's all taxable income, unfortunately. Gotcha. Even though it's from the government, it's taxable. And how revenue collect the tax off it is they reduce your tax credits. So that's why sometimes you might want to check your tax credit and just see to see what you have.
Yeah. A couple of questions in from Paul in Galway and a couple of other anonymous ones, just talking about getting married. So Paul's just recently got married and wants to know, is there any benefit to being jointly assessed now that he got married last May?
Well, congratulations. So there is, absolutely. So if you are jointly assessed, it means your income is combined as one, and you can earn up to 53,000 at the lower rate before moving into the higher rate. Now that's only where your spouse, so one spouse is earning that amount and the other spouse is earning nothing or less than 33,000 in the year.
Right.
So if you are both earning over 44,000 in the year, it's not beneficial. There's no disadvantage. You may as well do it, because in the future you might be.
You might be in a situation. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. There's no disadvantage, but there is no, you won't, because you'll both need your full tax credits and tax bands if you're both high earners, i.e. earning over 44,000 in the year. But where one of you is not working or one is on the has a lower income, 100%, because that's a big saving. So at the moment you can earn 44,000 and anything over that is taxed at the higher rate. Whereas if you're married, you can get then up to 53,000 before moving into the lower rate.
Gotcha.
So it's definitely beneficial. And then just one other thing, there's a year of marriage tax credit. So in the year you get married, you can calculate. So you have to remain singly assessed. But if you work out that you would have paid less tax if you were jointly assessed, you get a refund of that tax in the year of marriage as well.
So right. So it sounds like the revenue and fairness of them, although, you know, we give out, and rightly so, and they take a lot of our money, they do want us to have the right amount back, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
As annoying as paying taxes, they want us to have to pay the right amount and no more, no less. Right.
Yes.
Mairead, I could talk to you all day about it. Our listeners have loads of questions, but I'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for coming on. The Tax Nerd is where you'll find Mairead on Instagram. If you have any questions we couldn't get to today, sure to hop over there and send her a DM. Mairead, right, thanks a million and Happy New Year.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.